Hello and welcome to Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play Podcast, episode 39. Swoosin' right off that skills challenge, we're going to go right into combat here with Rithrak and his kobold compatriots.
Did you not?
Yes.
Hey, Aaron!
Yeah, I would turn the fucking episode off.
I always cut out the stupid dumb shit we say in the beginning.
Oh, good.
Or maybe I don't. You don't know.
Yeah, you're right, I don't. Alrighty, so direct continuation from last time. The gang fucked up.
I think that's the first
legitimately failed skills challenge, potentially.
We failed in
surprisingly
the best way,
considering
though.
Which is surprising considering how hard a lot of them have been. Yes. So what happened in the last time is John jumped down from the top rope, establishing dominance.
Oh, I like
however,
how there's a crater right there.
Yes. However, yeah. as you see the kobold swarming to his aid, Rithrak is propped up on top of his chair, and that car thing that you see on the map is actually, again, a bunch of kobolds holding up various pieces of a car. He is currently unconscious in his chair, but will wake up presumably at some point.
Oh, good.
I'll beat his ass again.
As they are now weakened at Bernie's-ing their way through this.
Did we roll initiative?
Yes. Didn't you?
I mean, I did. I don't know if it got onto the recording.
Yeah.
We didn't. We didn't all roll it, so we'll go ahead and we'll roll it again now.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm cool
Hope
with
you
that.
Didn't get a good one, Jerry.
No, I'm pretty sure you got a 2.
I rolled a 4 this time.
Okay, you can go on to a 4.
24.
Thank you. I got a 13.
I got 23 in total.
You got a 13, and you got a 23 there, Patton?
23 in total. That is correct.
Okay.
John's too busy fist pumping and daunting to actually fight.
Alrighty there. So. The fuck? Why is it not?
But does Patton have stuff that would be better if he went first, right?
Yes, he has many things that would be
now,
better.
Now, what happens
if first.
I hold my initiative?
Okay, so what happens if you hold initiative? Because this is the first time this thing has come up. The current turn order is, Elias is going first, right?
But I would prefer if Patton went first so I can get buffs and stuff.
Right. So if you hold your initiative, you permanently reduce your position on the turn order.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you guys can assemble yourselves however you would like on the map, presuming with the caveat that John needs to be the furthest forward.
Yes.
I got swarmed by kobolds. So.
Yes, so you're leading up the rear there.
Like right here.
Sure.
The farthest back. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yes.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, he got swarmed with kobolds. We rushed up. Past the kobold,
No, it makes sense.
They're all retreating to get back towards Rithrak.
Yes,
I just wanted to mock Jerry for being the farthest back.
Right. So if you hold your initiative, if you hold your turn, you permanently lower your place in the turn order. But that's it. You still get all of your actions. Basically, you would just move down to a 23
and let Patton go first.
Correct.
All right. So I feel like. But I shouldn't know the turn order for anybody else, right?
I mean, no, it's... So in combat, it is considered all information that is known to the players is considered known to the characters.
Okay, so...
The flavor for that being, you know, maybe he needs a little bit of time to get ready. You're a bit more quick on your feet here, but you could recognize and, you know, just tag off. And, I mean, you know how magic weapon works in character.
Right.
So you could just, you know, defer to him to give you the buffs or whatever.
Well, the question here is does my initiative beat Elite Guard Pink's initiative? Because he's also on a 23.
Yes. Also, you're not technically supposed to know that. Stop looking at the turn order thing.
I think you can hide that from me. I thought it was...
Close it.
I didn't know.
We have said this in every single other combat.
I don't
do
listen to you.
Do not open the turn order.
I didn't open it. It started that way.
Yeah. Do not open the fucking turn order.
I was going to do it regardless because I want Patton to go first, so I'll hold my initiative to a 23.
Okay.
Turn order.
So,
turn order.
So these kobolds are all leveling weapons at you, some having guns. Most of them have guns with, like, bayonets and stuff on them, but it doesn't look like they actually know how to use them as guns.
So they're using them as crappy short range spears.
Yeah, kind of
clubs.
Mm-hmm. But if they just get know lucky, that guns they might are pull strong. A trigger or something.
Yeah, they just know that guns are strong. Not exactly why. So first up, Patton.
All right. So we'll go ahead and we'll open up here with a magic weapon.
Okay. Are you going to move yourself around first, or no?
I'm going to keep myself right here. I'm right adjacent to Elias here.
Just. Boy. What I'm saying is, would you like to give John that buff as well, or no? It both are legitimate.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Yeah, John's actually.
Boy.
Yeah, it's. Yeah,
it's because the cross wires are weird here.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's go ahead. I'll just go ahead and take two steps right on over here.
Yeah, because you haven't actually. This is just a quick aside. This is why initiative and those initiative feats are so good. Patton hasn't gotten to do this yet.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna use magic weapon here. I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna hit Elite Guard Red here. I'm gonna hit him with Dr. Patton's patent pending Kobold Crowd Control. It's gonna be. It's just gonna be an arrow to the head. It's gonna be an arrow to the head.
Are you trying to kill them or what?
Yeah. He's gonna hate me. He's gonna fucking stab me. I'll shoot him with a crossbow. 18 plus 11, so 29 versus AC. I'm gonna assume that hits.
Yeah, that'll hit. Nah, Kobold's got 30 AC, yo.
And then I rolled a 3 on there, so 5 damage.
What?
Oh,
what?
I'm sorry, 8 damage. 8 damage.
Yeah. Okay, so he's going to take 8 as he's going to get... Again, you have not gotten to hit with your crossbow and stuff very often. You've basically been rolling... Yeah, so why don't you go ahead and give us some flavor on that crossbow? Because I'm assuming that's not just one bolt.
Well, so this one for the crowd control bolt, it's not necessarily the same as a normal bolt. Mm-hmm. I was starting to kind of rubberize it, make it a little bit less lethal, but I kind of gave up halfway through because I'm about done with these dudes here. So it's a bolt that isn't as pointy. We'll go with that. It's got about half an inch of rubber on it.
Okay. And so for anybody who might have forgotten, though,
mm-hmm.
your crossbow is going to word of life is just, you're getting ready to go off with it. It's a full auto crossbow, remember?
Yep.
So, and what exactly does magic weapon do now that you get to throw out the buff for once?
So, magic weapon here. So, all of my allies adjacent to me get a +1 bonus to their attack rolls.
Oh, yeah.
And a +4 to their damage rolls until the end of my next turn.
Yeah, it's kind of good.
You guys are invigorated.
Mm-hmm. As, the magical lightning itself will arc on over or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll use the or more
just
like time.
He's unset. I just clunked him in the dome.
Yeah. But this applies to everybody. So it's probably something along mm-hmm. lines of like using that time that you get from just being able to put so many rounds down range to do other stuff while you're doing it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like and just so one handed doom, 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 and then quickly just fiddling with everybody's stuff.
Dust off Elias's coat, straighten John's hat.
Yeah, go get him, chefs. All right, yep, you doing anything else turn. There?
That'll be mine.
Alrighty, next up, Elias.
All right, let's fucking do this. So who did he hit with that 8 damage?
He hit
Elite Guard.
Yeah, red. The guy in front there.
Is the Phalanx a unit?
Yes, it is. So what this is Rithak is currently riding a small kobold Phalanx that is holding up car panels.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going...
Mechanically speaking, that is his mount.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to move here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to Wind Through the Willows.
Oh, okay.
Targeting Elite Guard Red, Rithak, and Phalanx.
How big is that burst?
It's a close blast 3.
Okay, so a close blast 3 will... Yep, it can hit those
That hits
three.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Hits those 3.
All right, so I will Wind Through the Willows that. And I get a +1 to hit on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just going to look this. So that's +9. Yeah.
Roll it.
That will be a 23.
Versus
Reflex.
Okay, I believe that'll hit everybody, so...
Okay, now...
Give me that damage. So just so you know, you resolve all of the effects of this before you do your Flurry of Blows or anything.
Yeah. That's 2d8 plus 4.
5. Bottom of the card.
5, that's right. 2d8 plus 5, and they're slowed. 6. 14.
14 total?
14 plus 4, 18.
Wait, why plus 4?
I got a 6 and an 8 plus 4, or plus 5, sorry. So
15 damage.
15 damage.
Okay. Let me just mark that all up on everybody. All right. And what other effect does that cause?
That causes target is slowed and cannot charge until the end of my next turn. And I could use the shift effect. Mm-hmm. Which
you can shift three squares to anywhere adjacent to the blast or in it.
I don't really need to do that.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use centered flurry of blows on hit and attack. I can use that on any target.
On anything that you're adjacent to.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll use it on Elite Guard Red.
Right.
And that does 2 plus my wisdom modifier.
Way more than that.
Yeah, yeah. So 2 plus 4 base and then...
Remember, you took a feat.
Yeah, yeah. The Rain of Hammers key focus gives me another...
No, no, no. It's you have your key club and then you have Crashing Tempest style.
Oh, yeah. Key club. So that's another 2. So that's 8. And then Crashing Tempest style.
It's another 2.
Yeah. So 10.
10. Right. Just mark that down somewhere that you're... That
my
your Flurry of Blows
my
does
character
10.
Sheet is very long and complicated now.
Alrighty. That's going to bloody him.
Hell yeah. So basically what I'm going to do here is right after John jumped down and smacked Rithak in the face, sending him sliding, I'm going to use that little opening that he had to swing through everybody, run, plant off of the phalanx, kick, plant another kick on Rithak, assuming as he's like slightly groggy.
Yeah, and then that just knocks him right back out.
And then I'm going to use that that opening again to come back and bring the bottom of my boot down hard onto Elite Guard Red, landing in front of him.
Which, by the way, these guys, these guards are in kind of cobbled together plate armor.
Yeah.
And big swords that are a bit too big for them. So, you doing anything else there, Elias?
Nope, that'll be it.
Okay. Next up, Pink Guard is going to... Let me just... Yep. It's just going to whip out a small revolver.
Oh, fuck.
Level it at Elias.
Hey,
and
no.
Haphazardly fire.
Fuck off.
Ooh, that's gonna hit.
How do you know? What is it?
28 versus AC.
No, that doesn't hit.
Yeah, doesn't hit. And then you can go ahead and not take 11 damage.
11?
It's a gun.
You got shot.
Fuck off.
Kobolds aren't scary, but kobolds with guns are scary.
Who the exactly. fuck shot?
John Remember? Got shot, and it didn't do anything to him.
Elite Guard Pink?
Yeah.
You bitch.
Shot you. Alrighty, I believe that's all I can do. So, yep, it's just going to chill right where it is. Next up is Jiron.
Alrighty. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my magic item daily power, my leather armor, Dark Majesty, to throw a curse on Rithak.
Okay. Rithak is going to be cursed.
And I'm going to move. I don't even think I actually have to move to do what I want to do here. I'm going to spend my Felmite and I'm going to use Hand of Blight on Elite Guard Red. And
oh, okay.
I do believe I get a +1 to hit because he's bloodied.
Yep.
All right. Let me scroll up to Hand of Blight. See what the plus is on this. All right. So it's going to be 14 versus Fortitude.
14 versus Fortitude, miss.
Well, okay.
You attempt to Shadow Blast it.
All right. So I've got my
or
minor.
Whatever exactly standard. You're flavoring that as.
Okay. Sending him to the Shadow Realm.
Yeah. Full on Yu-Gi-Oh.
You
doing anything else there?
I'll downgrade my move to a minor to throw a curse on... Who'd be the closest? Would that be Kobold 1?
Yeah, looks like it.
Yep.
Yeah, throw a curse on him too.
Just so you know, like, there's no real reason to... These guys are minions.
Oh, they're minions. Fuck.
The mooks are in fact minions.
Oh, never mind. On that.
So
I'll,
we haven't
I'll
really
the
used
move,
minions much, but minions, they do a decent amount of little damage and they die in one hit. They have one hit point.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to keep the move and I'm going to move. I got to remember how to talk while I do it.
Yeah, yeah. Just you can just move. I'll move over. So next up is going to be Rithak and Phalanx. Same all initiative because right. of mount rules. Hell
They're
yeah.
slowed. Remember.
Oh yeah, by the way, I moved
Boy, howdy,
square,
that's...
so I get Shadow Walk.
Yep, Shadow Walk. Boy howdy, that's relevant. Oh, wait, no, it isn't.
I mean, it could be.
Do, do, do.
What if he wants to up and hit me?
So, first up, mount is going to... does that prevent them from charging?
Yes.
Fuck, that's kind of annoying.
I told you it was relevant, you fuck. You think I don't know how mounts work? You say he's not a mount. I'm with through the will, you bitch.
And there we go. That's fine.
Yeah. Target is slowed and cannot charge until the end of my next turn.
Right. So is going to attack the car brigade is going to attack Elias. As you see, one of the ones holding up a wheel is going to pop a little spike out of the front right wheel and is going to try and stab you.
Fuck off.
Ooh, that's going to hit too. 24 versus AC.
Yes.
Jesus.
I need to get another D10 for this.
Stop rolling D10s. That's not right. I don't like it.
Ooh, nice. That is going to hit for a solid little chunk of 15.
I'm bloodied.
Whoops. Kobolds aren't scary, but kobolds with car parts are scary.
John,
hear them yell muffled and strained because this is heavy. Recite the dragon. As they say that, he wakes up.
He's unconscious.
He wakes up.
I kicked
up,
him in the face.
Around. He wakes up, looks around, looks down, looks at you guys, looks at the chair. Pat, 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 pat. Hands directly up. Like, not in like a surrender, but like a yeah. As they all cheer.
God damn it. I'm going to punch him in his stupid face again.
And that's a minor action, actually.
Wait, attacking me was a minor?
Close burst 10, kobold allies in burst.
Hmm.
No, this is his turn now. Him and the mount go on the same turn. Each one of these guys, every kobold ally is going to get 5 temporary hit points.
Good God.
Let me just mark that on all these guys. Phalanx included. And can take a free action to shift one square. Womp, womp.
You better not try to Tucker's kobolds us.
As this guy is going to swoop in the flank. Guard is a little bit lost back here, but that's fine.
You're going to make me pop my daily, and it's not going to be pretty.
Ooh, this is nice. I like this. Yeah.
Okay. He not?
As he is going to reach towards his belt, kind of unwind it, and you see a small, flexible mini flamethrower that was wrapped around him as a belt.
What, Rithak?
Yes.
His belt was a flamethrower.
Hold on a second.
Everything else was a gun. It makes sense.
Everything is a gun.
Now, hold it. Hold it right there. That doesn't make any sense. In this D&D fantasy world of ours.
His belt was a
Is it just like a hose full of gasoline?
Basically, yeah.
Sounds like it.
Okay, now that makes sense.
It's basically like a, like, have you ever seen a... Like
a kobold with a gasoline belt? Yes.
Yeah, it's just like a belt of gas connected to a little gun nozzle thing.
Oh,
as
shit,
he
we're
is
all
also
lined
going
up.
To,
yeah.
As he is also going to shout Rithak the Dragon and do a little close burst 3 here, or close blast 3 here against John, Patton, and Jiron.
Ha, doesn't hit me.
Like that then?
Yeah.
This box and not this dude.
All of us get torched. Elias laughs at him.
It
for
is
missing.
This box.
Yeah.
I see.
That's
what I mm-hmm. Okay, that is going to be a 17 versus 42.
Miss, I think.
That meets
42.
My character
what
sheet.
Does that do?
Yeah, you miss.
Fortitude?
Yeah. Shadow walk and he's cursed.
Hold on, your fort is 12 normally.
No, it's 14.
Wait, how is your fortitude 14?
My amulet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got the +2. My bad.
You don't hit me, motherfucker.
Okay, John?
My fortitude is 17. Is that bad?
Then that hits you? Yep.
That's bad.
Patton?
Yep, mine's 16, so he gets me.
16? Okay. That is going to do. You need to keep the D10s. These are very important for this fight.
Very important.
Yep, that is going to be 11 fire damage.
Whew. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and shocking feedback that for me and John here.
Oh, okay. I believe shocking feedback will only work for one of you, though. I don't think you can use it on yourself.
Deals damage. Yeah, it deals damage to one of my allies. Yeah, so I'm going to give John resist 5 and then hopefully smack this dude for a lot of damage. All
right, so I only take 6?
No. Only if he hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a +10 to hit versus AC, so please, Jesus. 22 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Pow. And then it's 2d8 plus 5 damage.
So now I only take 6.
Yep.
All right, I understand.
Let me make sure it's my D8. That's a D12. Hold on. There it is. 2, 5. So 12 damage.
12 damage. All right.
Pow. And then John has resist 5 until the end of my turn.
Yep.
End of my next turn.
Good shit. Okay. Next up.
How much damage did I take?
You took 11.
Ooh, yowza.
Next up is Elite Guard Red. He's done with his turn.
Wait, where does John go?
Last.
Last.
Oh, no.
I rolled very low.
As this one is going to attempt to bayonet Elias as he's being Knight of the Roxbury by this one kobold. He's really being a dick with this wheel.
Does that count as flanking?
Yes.
Looks like it.
Fuck.
And he has combat advantage against anything adjacent to its master anyway.
Did you, like, fuck right off with that shit?
That is going to be an 11 versus AC. Or 21 versus AC. Never mind, I rolled down.
Oh, what the hell?
Got him. You thought you were safe, but he actually stabbed you.
Yes, the 21 hits.
Oh, okay. Fucking my bad.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Just wait.
Yes, the local chime telling good boys and girls it's time to go the fuck home.
Is there like an intense curve? Do you live in like a cyberpunk dystopia land?
No,
Japan.
It's a suggestion.
It's like five.
Why do they have to have a suggested curfew?
It's not a. It's for children.
Yeah. So
it's saying that it's 5 p.m. So go home.
It's like kids. It's for kids. So like if they're out playing and not sitting at home being, you know, pieces of shit, they know, oh, it's 5 p.m. I should go home.
But that's when. See. Well, in my day, as soon as the streetlights turned on, you knew to get
back
home.
This is a different country, Tad.
Do they not have streetlights?
I feel like it's on at different times.
What do they not turn on when it gets dark out?
It is dark out.
It's the same concept, you nerd.
So this is when the streetlights coming on. It's the chime.
Everyone should do everything.
Shut up and eat this damage.
No.
Tell me how much damage I'm taking, you fuck.
Hang on, I need to get another D6.
Fuck off.
You're taking 1d6 damage for sassing DM.
14 damage.
I'm down.
Holy shit.
He's taken like Elias 10 plus damage 3 or 4 times.
I was just dealt 40 damage.
Yeah.
I believe that's that puts you at exactly zero, right?
Exactly zero, yes.
Nice. As they fell the elf, they are going to shout, "Long live Rithak the Dragon!"
With my dying breath, I curse Patton.
Understandable.
Okay, next up is Kobold 3. Haha.
Ah.
Rushing a Jerry.
Had bad things ideas planned, for you. But you know.
Bad ideas, Mr. 3. Bad ideas.
Nat 20.
Yeah,
doesn't fun. Actually matter. You take 7 damage.
Okay. Delete Kobold 3, Infernal Wrath.
Yep.
Oh no.
As it stabs you with the little, you know, with the bayonet of its rifle, and then you just kind of superheat it. It drops the gun, superheats, blows up in its face, and it runs off and hides.
Oh, are we right. Trying to be non-lethal to
it
these
is no longer
what?
It is no longer yelling "Long live Rithak the Dragon."
Doesn't want to kill kobolds.
I'll thought you them. Didn't want to.
No one's
oh, we're
declared
far
their
past
intention
that.
On that.
No, Patton declared his intention to kill.
Patton has.
What is Giron doing?
I mean, he kind of stabbed me with a bayonet. Fuck this guy. He blows right. Up too.
Yep, blows up. Explode.
Don't touch
kobolds.
The merchandise.
So next up is going to be Kobold 4, who is going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Do you not see what happened to the last guy?
No, they don't. And that is going to be a 28 versus AC.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
7 damage.
Good God. All right. This kobold has realized I can only do that once.
Yes. Next up is Kobold 1, who is going to shift here and then spend a minor action to shift here.
Can you not?
Spend a minor action to shift here. Nice.
25 versus AC.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me check it real quick.
I know, your AC is bullshit.
It's gonna
you
hit.
Don't have this guy marked.
Yeah, he's not
you
marked,
have
so it's
partial
gonna
concealment, so you get +2. You don't get +1 billion, like, if you have it cursed, too.
Okay, yeah, it hits.
7 damage.
Jesus. I do believe I'm bloodied.
Oh, you're bloodied? How bad for you?
It's pretty awful.
Okay, next up, John.
Hell yeah. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and use Battle Crazed Great Axe Minor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretending to be bloody. I just jumped off a roof. I'm going to Divine Strength as my move. That's also a minor.
Mm-hmm.
And Rithak's awake now, right? He woke up and started screaming.
Yes.
I don't fear you, Shorthog, the son of a bitch. I got the Lord on my side, and I'm going to use Heedless Fury.
Nice.
Is that your daily?
No, it's an encounter.
That name sounds like a daily.
It's sick.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and completely miss that. He's going to
deal an approximate billion.
Watch me completely miss, though. And I have a...
Don't forget your plus one.
It's plus one?
Yep, for my thing.
And I wasn't sure if it was a one or a two. Okay, plus one.
Yep.
Hell yeah. So I rolled a 16... 27.
27.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Versus AC. Yeah, that will hit.
That will hit.
And then, okay. What is it? It's like 3d12 plus a d6 plus an approximate truckload.
All right, so I got three weapons. So 3d12 plus four is my strength modifier. I got plus four for divine strength. I've got, was that? Plus 1d6 from being bloodied. Oh, yeah, I also got, what was it? Fuck, I forgot about the temp HP.
Yeah.
I can't remember how much that was. I'll figure that out in a second. So,
okay. With a Buick full of cobalt.
So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I got plus 12. 3d12.
Mm-hmm. 3d12 plus 12?
12.
Oh, Jesus.
And 9. So woo! 7, 12, 9.
27 plus and 12. 4. So 31 plus 12?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what did you
31 roll? Plus 12. 12 is going... 43. So,
see how he likes getting shot with a slug in the chest.
No? This one I want to... No, I just... I'm so fucking torn. On one hand, I'm angry. But on the other hand, I just off the top roped him. I have too much... I appreciate him too much to, like, shoot him. I'm going to hop up there. I'm going to grab him. Like, one by the collar, one by, like the stomach of the leg. And I'm going to jump off and I'm just going to fucking land on him.
Nice. So just like a straight up shotgun, like butt to the nose?
I mean, I was thinking more wrestling moves, but I mean...
Oh, okay.
You can do a German suplex. Take him off the phalanx, smash his head on the ground, John.
And that'd put him out.
Yep.
Are you trying to knock him out or kill him?
I don't want him dead. Knock I just out. Want him to wish he was dead.
That might be worse.
Okay, yes. As Rithag is going to be forcibly demounted then...
Deleted.
And yes, deleted. So let me just roll a percentage thing here real quick.
Actually, I think I should have done 44 damage.
Yeah, it's enough. So anyway, you're also taking a big ass penalty to all your defenses.
-5.
Yeah, that's kind of Heedless Fury there. However, that is actually going to incite some panic here.
I would assume.
Right? I said this was going to be hard and fast. So, as John grabs and suplexes the absolute crap out of Rithak here, the other kobolds are going to... They're still chanting, long live Rithak the dragon, but then they just kind of die down until there's just one member of the phalanx who's still yelling it, who you hear get elbowed.
Shut up, dude.
As the phalanx kind of breaks apart, looks up at you guys.
And down at me, you know.
Yes.
No one's bothered one to get me up.
The guy with the tire is going to pick up, is going to pick up Elias, kind of like prop him up, and is going to like hold up one of his arms, and is going to say, of course, all in Draconic, please don't kill us.
Well,
encounter,
I mean,
over.
I'm sort of out for the count right now, so John is going to need to do something here.
Yeah. You, like, your arm's just kind of flopping there, and it is visibly panicking. As they lay you down, the rest of the phalanx breaks out and, like, starts trying to, like, slap him awake.
All right, y'all back away from him now, and I'm going to start pushing them away from him. I'm going to go ahead and heal him a bit.
Yep.
Pour some of that whiskey on the wound, pour some of that whiskey down his throat. Hopefully he'll be feeling better.
Thanks for the support.
You are surrounded by kobolds.
Derek, can you come talk to these guys?
Yeah. What do you want me to say to him?
I mean,
kind of like wiping blood from kobolds, my cheek. Right? I'm not the one that wanted the kobolds, and I think I want the kobolds.
I'm starting to think this might not be a good idea.
Yeah, John, I'm starting to want the kobolds even less than I already did.
Please let us follow you. This is in common.
Well, that's better. I like that language a lot better.
Oh, so you want to follow us, huh?
Yes.
All right. On one condition. I'm like, just like bend over and just like patronizing the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to work extra hard for me and my boys here, or that big dragon we work for, he's going to eat you whole.
Uh-huh. Dragon.
I hear he likes kobolds.
Does he? Wait, do you mean like to eat or as friends?
That's for us to know, and I was going to say that's for us to know, but all right there, John. So,
what is Patton doing? Patton's the one who wanted the kobolds.
Yeah, he wants the kobolds. Why am I talking to them?
So, what just so
are
you
know, talking to them, Jerry?
Just so you know, your dragonborn friends are going to kind of saunter up here now as the nets are being taken off of him.
What's Rithak doing? Is he just out cold?
Rithak is out cold.
He's been knocked unconscious like four fucking times.
He will be out cold for a while.
He's got some. He's got some concussions.
I'm not sure he'll be walking.
He's like an NFL linebacker right now.
He's got the CTE, folks. He's going to wake up and actually be able to spell his name.
Veroth and Balak are going to walk off as Balak is taking the last of the many nets off of him. And the kobolds are going to kind of break away from Jiron and just walk on up to him. Up to them and go, is it true you work for a dragon? And I'm just going to nod. All hail King! What's the name of the dragon? You're just going to lean down. Red. All hail King Red!
Hey, Patton, you want to call Red about this?
What, that he's got another group of kobolds worshipping his name?
Or, you know, I don't know. Look, just do something about it. I'm going to go back to the car.
All right, I say unto you four, all sins shall be forgiven. Yeah. All sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men. And blasphemies, I can't read this word. It's fucking with my head.
That rhymes.
That's an odd scripture.
What's the word?
Look, we forgive you. You four, you probably can follow us.
They're going to kind of whisper at each other?
It's wherewith.
Wherewith.
Wherewith soever.
He talks like that big orc. We didn't like that big orc. Do we like this guy? Yeah, I think we like this guy. He works for a dragon.
Big orc.
We don't know his name.
You guys know what you're talking about? The big orc around here somewhere I haven't seen?
I am limping back
like
to
you.
The car.
John, we're not that far away from Little Rock, you know. They might have run into your grandfather.
Yeah, I suppose so. I feel like they would have liked him, though. He's a pretty likable guy.
Does he work for a dragon?
He works for God.
They're going to look very confused.
Is just, God a dragon?
I think he's a dragon. I think that's a dragon. Yeah, like a dragon? Yeah, it's like probably like a really big dragon.
God created dragons. God created everything.
They're going to look up big-eyed. The first dragon.
You want to call him that?
God damn it, I love kobolds. Still limping back to the car, by the way.
Yes. Also, just so you know, at this point, many of the kobolds who scattered, who were on your side before, scattered, and they are not coming back.
I mean, I kind of figured.
I didn't imagine so.
They're probably still running.
I'm going to give
like the faint
red.
Sounds of kobold traps going off can be heard in the distance. As you have approximately one entourage of kobolds.
And Rithak, who we don't know what to do with.
I'm probably going to leave him here.
I say we let Patton experiment on him.
Whoa.
That seems pretty fucked up.
Fuck, Jay.
Hey, he needs practice, right? He fucks up so goddamn much. Get him someone to practice on. And that guy shot me.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with torturing a sentient
You're
creature.
Walking back to the car.
Yeah, get out of here, Elias.
You get to go into timeout.
That's a timeout. This is a timeout proposition where me as a player, no.
I'm not going to let Jerry tell Patton to chop off dude's leg.
No, I was just going to say, like, give him, like, maybe, like,
No, Jerry, I have standards. They're very wildly differing depending on the time of day and how I'm currently feeling, but I do have standards.
That's a good quote.
Let's just head back to the truck now. We'll make a plan there.
Yeah. So
I'm going
to
give Elite Guard Red a very small sip of my whiskey. Very small.
With approximately one entourage of kobolds.
I assume that number is indeterminate.
Yes. It's very hard to get a head count of kobolds.
There were
approximately wax and wane depending on the situation.
Kobolds are a fluid.
Yeah. A group of kobolds is called a situation.
much like cats.
Group of cats.
If you have more than five, you might as well have infinite.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys start heading back to the car as Elias is, and you know, Elias limps. You see Mavala has not moved from the position of face pressed to glass.
Can I use healing surges at this point?
Yes.
All right, that's gonna be four to get me to full.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
You
I'm
see
one.
Brandel was looking out of the front window with a notepad taking notes.
And that's just going to be me popping some stimulants and shit from my pouch.
Some
low-level healing.
Stitching you back together a bit.
Specky's
gotten pretty handy with some with that needle and thread.
Yeah.
I'm going to use two surges to get up to 35.
Right. So mm-hmm. I'm going to open the cab door and look at Malvola and say, like I said, it's just going to be a minute. I'm gonna sit down in the chair and just kind of collapse.
Okay, so the second you sit down, Brandel is going to run up to you and kind of shove that notebook in your face.
Huh, what?
I took notes on how you were maneuvering through that dangerous situation. Here, if you'd like to look at them, I think I actually have an idea for some form of stimulant to help in this sort of situation. If you could go over my notes right now, please.
Take notes on that elbow drop
down. I appreciate the notes. Do keep doing that, but... why don't you take some detailed notes on resting behavior and see if you can come up with a good way to be quiet for about an hour.
Right. And he is going to sit on the dash directly in front of you, notebook in hand.
Mm-hmm. I am going to collapse back in the chair.
Okay. Elias is surrounded by PhD students.
Where did the kobolds that we got skitter off to?
The kobolds are now currently kind
I assume
of
they're following
fawning.
John around?
No,
they're kind of like Dragonborn, yeah?
Yeah, they're following around Veroth and Balak, and Veroth is giving them some drills.
All right, so...
Because I'm assuming that Patton kind of briefed them on what they would be doing. Veroth is...
I was going to say, I wanted to mark them down, see which ones are particularly good at finding shiny things.
Yes, Veroth is breaking them into his squad.
Nice.
They are all standing
now,
at attention.
Are there two squads? Are there two squads under the different... one under one Dragonborn, one on the other?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Can they have some kind of marking for which Dragonborn they're under? I want to make a competition between these two.
Yeah, red team and blue team.
You know it. They get red scraps, and you get blue scraps.
Yeah, give them little bandanas.
Little bandanas.
It's like the Bloods in the Crypts, only kobolds.
Michael exactly.
As Veroth and Balak give them their first objective, which is go off and get some of the useful things from back in the college. At which point, Veroth's kobolds are going to run out single file marching, and Balak's kobolds are just going to kind of scatter.
Tell them I need as many syringes as you can find. Doesn't matter if they're clean or not.
That don't sound right.
It's called recycling.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of these people that, you know, I think that the Rock deserves, you know, a little bit more respect than you seem to give it there, John.
All right, I can respect recycling. Just don't stick me with none of those.
Like, what do you think you've been getting stuck with?
I've been reusing the same three needles this whole trip.
God, everybody in the revival crew has hepatitis A through Z.
Wait, what? I didn't hear that.
You cut what? Out again.
Yeah, you cut
oh,
out.
Oh, I cut out?
Yeah.
I said everybody in the revival crew has hepatitis A through Z at this point.
Oh, no.
I mean, the leeches
Gosh,
didn't
dang
help.
Dang it, Patton.
Well, the leeches surprisingly cleaned out a lot of the stuff.
You think that's why they, like, all started dying after a while?
I think it was the alcohol.
That's a
and
very good
diseases.
Point.
Alcohol is a disease.
All right, looks like a job well done. Let's hit the road.
Right.
That went exactly as I could.
No, I still have to go to the library.
I know.
Yes. Right, so... As we come back, right, the kobolds are going to bring in quite a decent amount worth of valuable things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to actually offload it, but, you know, between various guns and some precious metals and, like, mechanical assemblies that they used in some of the traps and stuff, you're looking at a rough, like, you know, 600 gold worth of stuff.
Nice.
Not too shabby.
Anything particularly useful that we are looking for?
Anything in particular? Well, I am glad you asked. One second, I actually have to pull this up. So, here, give me just a second, probably a cut here real quick, but I actually did have this listed down. Fuck. Yeah, I can't find it right now. Anyway, it was the magic item list.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Ooh, magic item.
Right now, no, but I'll get it to you. So we'll do a breakdown of some of the things that you get from there a bit later. Also, for Elias, once you get the time to go through the library here with your PhD students, you are actually going to find a decent number of old textbooks and a couple of hard drives that will contain some like research documents and things that will be of use for you.
Nice. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. All in all, relatively successful.
I don't know about hard drives and stuff.
No.
Are these old worlds? Because I don't imagine the kobolds were using the computers. There weren't kobolds surfing the net.
Yes. Mostly
one thing you can be safe of on the internet is that absolutely no one is a kobold.
Yes. So they wouldn't really know to break open like a, you know, like a desktop PC because nothing about it looks particularly shiny or valuable.
Well, how long? We don't even know how long they've been here. It might have been only been a little bit.
Yeah. Everything is burnt out, though. So you only find, you know, you don't find much. Right. And most of what you find is half burnt. So what exactly
would it be reasonable for us to have found, I don't know, length of chain that's approximately 2 squares long?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy.
What do you need that for?
Well, I just noticed I have a +2 speed while charging. At some point on this journey, I'm going to fix the chains to the axes on the side of my motorcycle and then the handlebars or some balanced point so that if someone pulls on the chain while I'm riding, it won't jerk the handlebar. At some point in time, that's going to be useful. I want to be ready.
Nice. Okay, noted. So the last point of business here then is, what exactly are you doing with Rithak? Because he's still unconscious and just kind of off near the truck.
So the rest of the Rithak kobolds have ditched, right?
No, the Rithak kobolds were the ones who ended up joining you.
A few,
which was a much
us, right?
smaller number.
Yes.
It was a much smaller number. You were kind of winning them over until they thought you were going to kill them all.
Oops. All right.
Well,
so
whose fault was that?
It's very likely that no one's going to take care of them, yeah?
Yes.
Well, shoot. We might have to take them with us.
Is John that soft-hearted?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. So as are you over by him then, John?
I mean, I assume we're walking somewhat past him, right?
Yeah.
We can see him as we're walking back to the truck.
Yeah, he's just barely starting to gain consciousness.
Oh, he's fine then.
Yeah, you know, John,
to die face down in a pile of glass. That would make me feel bad.
But you're fine with leaving him.
I mean, he's not dead. I wasn't gonna like keep him with us.
He dies alone from brain injuries.
He could die somewhere else, just not like on my watch.
When did everybody take this sharp turn into being terrible people?
John kills people all the time. He has zero problems killing bad people.
He was just a kobold who thought he was a dragon, which I think is normal for a kobold.
He's fighting us.
I mean,
in this case, though, you were the guys who rolled up on their turf.
Don't tell John that.
I think that would be fairly easy for you guys to parse out.
John's going to roll
like,
bluff to convince himself.
You rolled up onto their
turf
without and out hostile intentions.
Well, if he would have just given, you know, if he would have just given us a few
kobolds,
like
I
asked.
Convince some kobolds to come roll with us.
You know, I'm going to take a controversial stance and victim blame here. He should just listen to what we asked
exactly.
for.
Exactly. No, yeah, Tim knew this was going to go down, but John didn't think that far ahead. He's like, yeah, we'll just convince some kobolds to come hang out with us. We have dragons, they like scrap, we have scrap. It all works out.
All right,
he doesn't make plans.
Are you guys just driving off then?
Going off with our kobold. Okay, so for the kobold entourage, are there any, how are we going to carry them in our thing here? If there's another car here?
I mean, don't they hang on the trailer
with
Dragonborn?
That we can put them in, or, I guess so, I don't know, size also, is a little weird for me. I'm trying to figure out how everything's going to fit.
You have many vehicles at this point, and if needed, you can always add additions. I mean, it'll cost you, but you can add additions.
So that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if there's any cars that we have right now or any ones that are still here at this location here that are drivable and could be a suitable kobold containment zone.
So just
where they
so
can ride
you
in there
know,
for the most part.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Robo's got her van, but she doesn't seem too thrilled about this current situation.
Sounds like she could use some kobold companions to keep her occupied and happy. She seems lonely.
We could extend her van and then just put a divider in the middle. There we go.
That'll keep
that might work. Anyway, you can discuss this at another time if needed, but if you're not doing anything else.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
I think that's about it.
Yeah. Alrighty.
That's a little mini-sode.
Mm-hmm. That's an hour long mini-sode.
Yeah.
Well, there's stuff to be cut out.
Not much. Anyway, so I guess that's it then.
Yep. So as you guys pile back into the truck, now with a full assembled convoy.
Convoy.
heading on out west.
Heck yeah.
Leaving that guy all by himself or with some of the stragglers.
Well, that's his fault. Anyway, so that was episode 38 of Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play podcast.
Who are you guys?
Not I swear fault, we're not dude. A bunch of... I told you I was indifferent about kobolds. I mean, Elias
we're not a bunch of fucking psychopaths, I swear. In fact, I'm such a not psychopath. I'll go ahead and let you know that my name's Tad, and you can usually find me on Let Me Tell You About, which is my other podcast, which is on the same YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and website, which is www.lmtya.com, which is where you can find all the places that we host Revival and that other show. And you can also find the show on Twitter at LetMeTellYouPD, and you can send mail into Jerry's show, which we will definitely get to next episode. I think we had it already. We just forgot to answer one this time. I don't remember.
Did we have one to answer?
Yeah. I think we did.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, but you can send those in either through the Discord, the Twitter, or the email, which is letmetellyouabout@gmail.com. That's Let Me Tell You About with 3 T's, because otherwise it wouldn't fit, and I don't want any snide remarks about how it would fit, because I ain't in the mood for it. Don't fucking bully
me. It's his thing now.
Hey, Tad, it would have fit, though.
That was Matt. You can find him on Twitter or something. He talks about sports or something. I don't know. He's also on Let Me Tell You About occasionally, and he's on this Revival podcast. So I've done his thing for him, so now I get to do my thing for me. I'm Michael. You can find me on Revival. I play Elias. Or you can find me at...
On For Affinity.
You wanna fuck off, dude?
No, I think we'll stay here.
Yeah. You can find me on the Discord. You can find me on Twitter, at PulpFan69. It's a bunch of weeb shit. You can also find me and Dan, who is the GM, streaming on Twitch, at twitch.tv/bro_operatives. We play all sorts of games together. It's pretty cool. Check it out.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Hey, guys. Tim is Tim. You can find him
here. I turned myself into a sick man. I'm Sickle Tim.
God damn it.
I'm just going to... Nope.
Hold on.
At a damn Pickle Rick reference.
Hold on, just cut.
Nope, I'm done. I'm out of here.
That's it. Hey, look at me. I'm Revival Canceling Rick.